To the naked eye, the view of this little Pennsylvania town looks like a flashback to the past. The only difference is, these soldiers and officers of the Union and Confederate armies are not on a battlefield, but peacefully discussing the military campaign of 1863 that took place over a three-day period here 150 years ago. The people who do this call it living history. They come together every year to recreate and commemorate the Battle of Gettysburg. Each reenactor has a role. Here we meet the famous Confederate General Robert E. Lee. And over here, the heroes of the Battle of Gettysburg, the regimental and battalion commanders, and the ordinary soldiers from both the Union and Confederate armies. And of course, President Abraham Lincoln is center stage.
That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and the government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Many participants in this reenactment say the Battle of Gettysburg, one of the bloodiest battles of the war, decided the future of the United States and preserved the country as the founding fathers had designed it, united and strong.
The Eagle flag has a banner in the eagle's beak, and it's in Latin, and it says E pluribus unum, which means Latin for out of many one, and that's what we are. We're a lot of people from different countries in a one nation.
Confederate troops advancing on Gettysburg hope to defeat the Union forces, taking Washington, and force the president to recognize the rights of the southern states. Instead, they were forced to retreat. The Civil War is largely seen as a dispute over slavery, but there was also disagreement on other issues, such as taxes, tariffs, and internal improvements, as well as states' rights versus federal power. Reenactor Jim Getty thinks even if the South had won, the country would have eventually come back together.
I think by now it would have been back as one nation. We would have reunited to fight in World War I and World War II, and we would have settled our differences shortly after the war. We couldn't have remained divided and survived.
For many Americans, historical reconstructions like these are not just a hobby, but also an opportunity to pay tribute to their ancestors and to remember the heroes who fought to create present-day America. And here in a small town, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, the descendants of those who made history, on both sides, are marching down the main street in one united column. This is Joy Wagner for Anoush Avetzian and Sergei Moskalev, VOA News, Washington.